A new nuclear reactor is about to go online in Spring City, Tennessee. It's the second reactor at the Watts Bar Nuclear Power Plant, and it's taken just about 40 years to complete. Ray Henry is a reporter with the Associated Press, and he says Watts Bar serves as a cautionary tale for America's nuclear power industry. And Ray, first of all, why did it take so long to get the reactor to completion?
In a sense, Watts Bar symbolizes everything that can go wrong with a nuclear power plant financially. Like a lot of utilities, the Tennessee Valley Authority way overestimated the demand for electricity in the mid-60s. They found that the nuclear power plants are enormously complicated. They're difficult to manage construction on a project that big. They ran into regulatory problems. They ran into quality construction problems. They had to put the project on hiatus. And then they revived it. They ran into similar issues in terms of difficulty of management, overshooting the budget. But it looks like the reactor probably will get a operating license sometime later this year if all goes well for the company.
And it's expected to provide power to 650,000 homes in the Tennessee Valley, so not insignificant. But on the other hand, I mean, I see from your story that back in the 60s, the Tennessee Valley Authority announced plans to build 17 nuclear reactors in Tennessee, Alabama, and Mississippi. I mean, did it achieve constructing those 17 in any way, shape, or form?
They ultimately ended up in 1985 basically canceling about half those reactors. That is a very common situation for the nuclear industry historically. In the 1960s, there was an assumption that the U.S. economy would keep growing at levels like it had during the post-war boom. And what happened is in the 70s, really the economy trailed off. You had stagflation, you had low growth, you had oil shock. And so the problem is utilities had sort of overestimated how many reactors they would actually need to meet power supply. And so many utilities ended up canceling projects sort of mid-construction. Watts Bar was not by any means alone in that.
So that's an expensive thing to walk away from, though. I mean, it's a huge cost. I mean, the latest estimate for this cost is $4.3 billion, even though this is a plant that's actually been finally completed.
Yeah, they're very close to completion. In 2007, when the TVA was deciding, should we revive this nuclear plant, they hired a contractor who did an analysis of what it would cost basically to take the plant from where it was and finish it. And the original estimate is that the plant to finish would cost about $2.5 billion. This project will probably cost about $4.3 billion. So that's much more expensive than a natural gas power plant, but it is cheaper than sort of starting a state-of-the-art from scratch nuclear plant.
Well, actually, on that point then, is the design of this Watts Bar plant as up-to-date, as modern as a nuclear plant can be, or are we still looking at a design that had originated decades ago?
The design originated decades ago. It's a pressurized water reactor. Sort of the nuts and bolts of the design were finalized, you know, in the 1970s when the construction license was initially given by the NRC. The NRC does say the design is safe, and there are new generations of reactors being built that are still based off the same principles but have different sort of support systems.
And the NRC, of course, is the Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
Correct. They're the safety regulators for the nuclear power industry.
Right. So, you know, you write in your story that Watts Bar is a cautionary tale for nuclear power in the United States. And I feel like there are many cautions to take from it. I mean, everything from the cost to the kinds of delays that we might see to, you know, whether or not the United States will continue to look to nuclear as a significant form of energy for our energy future.
It's a fascinating question because what has bedeviled the nuclear power industry historically is cost. In fact, a lot of people like to think about the late 1970s accident at the Three Mile Island plant as being something that sort of sent the industry into a funk for decades. In reality, the cancellation of most nuclear power plants happened before the Three Mile Island accident. It was because of cost. So the industry has struggled over the years to prove that it can build nuclear power plants without these sort of eye-popping delays and budget-busting cost overruns. And it's a big question about what happens going forward because there is a desire to cut carbon emissions, at least by some in the United States, to control global warming, even just to eliminate other air pollutants, SOx, NOx, et cetera. This power plant, when it's operating, will provide power for 650,000 homes. That's a lot of power for a single site to produce, particularly when it doesn't emit greenhouse gases.
Yeah. And I see in the story you note that the plant is expected to load its nuclear fuel in towards the summer's end. And we should say that there are still many people out there who have deep concerns about the safety of nuclear power plants. You mentioned Three Mile Island and, of course, the toxicity or danger of the wastes that the plants themselves produce.
Yes, correct.
An ongoing issue. But I wonder if you could just tell us one quick thing before I let you go, because you start your story talking to Tom Wallace, who started working at this plant as a young man in 1979, hoping he could become a reactor operator. Here we are almost 40 years later. Has Tom missed his chance?
He actually became a senior supervisor out there. He's not going to go into reactor operating. I did ask him that, like, hey, are you going to go back into that? Here's your chance. And he said, no, he views that as a young man's career because you sort of have to qualify and move up the ranks. But Tom did say that he wouldn't leave this project until it was done. And assuming that things stay on track, it certainly looks like that, at least for him personally, will be an accomplishable goal.
Quite a retirement gift.
That's right.
Well, Ray Henry is a reporter with the Associated Press. He spoke with us from Atlanta about the completion of the Watts Bar nuclear plant that took roughly 40 years in Tennessee.
Long time.
Yeah, long time. Ray, thanks so much.
My pleasure.